Yeah.
Yeah.
Today's Peebo's birthday.
Yeah, it is. You know,
yeah, here we go.
Why are we at work?
Yeah.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Is that the Chipmunks?
Yeah, I don't know. It's Because if we play more than that, we probably have to pay.
Yeah, because that's not in the public domain.
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, so we just did a little bit of that. So the president of the United States will be 50 years old today.
Yeah.
So just to make you feel young or old, here's a list of people. Some of them have already turned. Some of them haven't. 50 years old
Ooh,
this year.
We're going to do it. Is this a competition?
I don't think so. Why?
Well, I don't know. Like, you know, because, you know, Tom and I could compete against each other and say yay or nay.
Nah, these are all 50s this year. Just, it's, again, to make you feel either young or old. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Wayne Gretzky, George Stephanopoulos, Eddie Murphy. I would have thought he was 50 already. George Lopez.
He's just been around for a long time.
Yeah, he really is.
When you first heard of Eddie Murphy, he had barely passed 20.
Yeah. George Clooney. Who I thought was over 50, because he's got, you know.
Well, he's not over 50.
He is now. He's 50. He is 50.
He's got the gray thing going.
Yeah, that's
but that happens to a lot of us.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman.
Yeah,
and collecting bets.
Yeah, Melissa Etheridge, Michael J. Fox, Boy George.
Sort of.
Toby Keith. Those two have nothing in common. Really.
Yeah, you won't see them on stage together anytime soon. Although it would make for one of those epic awards presentation moments.
Yeah. That would be a great crossroads.
And now, welcome to the stage, Boy George and Toby Keith.
That would be a crossroads, wouldn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't it, though?
Yeah.
Lasts for about 2 minutes.
Because I could hear Toby
Tonight on
Keith
crossroads.
Going, do you really want to hurt me?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I don't know, he might put a little soul into it.
He could. Now, but
when he starts trying to rock a little Karma Chameleon, I don't know.
But Toby did.
And actually, I want to hear Boy George sing "Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue."
Yeah. Toby is one to poke fun at himself.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Or how about Boy George singing "I Love This Bar"?
Yeah. Should have been a cowboy. Yeah, that's probably might be a little too biographical.
Right. That's true. Yeah.
That's right.
Anyway, okay, let's see.
Later on this month,
Billy Ray Cyprus. Oh, isn't that great? We haven't heard from him in so long.
Did you intentionally call him?
Of course I did.
I was just making sure before someone called you.
No,
to correct
I know
you.
Who he is. Later on this year, Dan Marino. In fact, Dan and I share a birthday.
Do you?
Yeah, we do.
Golly.
James Gandolfini.
What happened
That's
to you?
That's the only thing you have in common.
That's right. Yeah. James Gandolfini. Scott Baio. Chachi is going to turn 50 this year.
Really?
Yeah.
So far, that's the only one that kind of makes me feel old.
Okay. Heather Locklear and Meg Ryan. Meg Ryan will be 50. So there you are. Hey, you remember that song called Let the Midnight? You remember the song Midnight Special?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
got a line in it, Let the Midnight Special Shine Its Light on Me.
Sure.
You know how that line came about? I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
I'm about to tell you. Lead Belly, remember the blues man Lead Belly?
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a song about a train that would shine into the cells of the prison as it was heading into Houston. As the train was heading into Houston. Because if you'll recall, they have announced that they're going to close the central unit lockup in Sugar Land. Going to close it next month. It's 102 years old.
My.
And he wrote that song because that train coming into Houston would shine its light into the cells of this prison in Sugar Land. So there you are. The last 80 inmates being transferred to a different facility, and the land will be put up for lease or sale. So there you are. Always heard that song and wondered what it was about. You know, now you know. You've heard of at-home meth labs? That pretty much happens.
What? Is that a new group or what?
No,
it sounds like we're getting into your home help segment.
That's
you know,
it.
The handyman segment.
Guy in Stockholm.
Coming up next, how to build a home meth lab.
No. A guy in Stockholm has been arrested for trying to split atoms in his kitchen, and it was just a hobby. Richard Handel said that he tried for months to set up a nuclear reactor at his apartment.
Nuclear
reactor, and even created a small meltdown in his stove. That's when he realized what he was doing might not be legal.
A small meltdown in his stove.
Yeah. What is a small meltdown? So he called the guy, he wrote the government and said, is what I'm doing legal? They went, no. As a matter of fact, it's not. Hello?
You know, I'd really love to hear Boy George saying, I ain't as good as I once was.
Yeah. You know, in some people's opinion.
If he's trying to resurrect his career, we might send him a copy of the Toby Keith songbook, and maybe he could go ahead and do some of those. All right. A new study from American Express reports that parents will buy whatever their kids need, that is, to start school. Really, American Express is talking to people about their kids' needs for school. And to afford it, they will be cutting back on restaurant spending, entertaining, and even their own clothing. The average family of four expects to spend $800 on back-to-school shopping.
Yeah, I know.
Wait.
Pretty good,
wait.
Huh?
Family of four, total or family with four children?
It says a family of four.
Well, I can tell you what.
Yeah.
Somebody's picking up our slack.
Yeah.
Somebody's picking up our slack.
Somebody's going to go ahead and do $900, $1,000, $1,200.
Because I'm looking at my daughter's closet saying, you don't need anything
this
else.
This is fine. Clothing expected to be the largest expense. Oh, well, this also includes school supplies and shoes.
I know.
Okay, all right.
And I will say this, and I think I'm pretty sure I've shared this on the air before, but the PTO at our elementary school has a genius thing that they do, and that is they come to you, they present it to you in, I want to say, April, early May of the previous school year, and they say, look, you give us a check for this amount, and we will purchase your child's school supplies.
Sure.
And shrink wrap them. We'll get everything that you need, and it costs slightly more, probably, than what the average retail price is of all of the items. And then the overage goes to the PTO. And so it's a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And, worth it.
Oh, yeah. I would agree. That's I don't know how many campuses do that, but... Yeah, most of them probably should for that very reason. And then, of course, we have the Stuff the Bus going on right now, Junior League, if you want to participate
next Thursday.
That way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know how some guys will wear – this is after the buying clothes for school segment. Notice how some guys like to wear baggy pants?
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, their wallet hanging on the ground.
Some are professional football players.
Yeah.
Do that at malls.
Yeah, how they hang so low, in fact, that sometimes their underwear is hanging out.
Yeah.
Got a new line of... See, I don't know why this hadn't happened before, but we got a new line of clothes called SAGs.
You mean with...
S-A-G-Z.
The boxers are sewn in.
Yes, sir. They are built in.
To the jeans.
They are built in. Yeah. New York Daily News says the boxers are attached to the jeans waistband with three levels of snaps, and that way the pants sag naturally. And people can let their jeans sag a little, or they can sag a lot with all that... belt adjusting, just you can do away with that.
I say buy a pair for your boss for Christmas.
Ooh, that would be so cool.
We should get Ben some.
Get Ben some to take to and wear to the next NAB board meeting.
Absolutely.
He would be the talk of the board. There's
yes.
no doubt
yes.
about that.
Not in a good way, but he would be the talk of the board.
Some cities, as you might know, in Florida, Missouri, and Kentucky, and elsewhere, have laws against the saggy jeans look. It can result in a disorderly conduct or indecent exposure charge. Now, but can you still sell them? I mean, can you still sell them even though you can't wear them out of the store, a la a shoe store? Hi, would you like to wear your SAGs out? Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, absolutely. But because you can sell alcohol. Just because people drink to excess and cause problems doesn't mean that it's illegal for you to sell alcohol.
Point. That's good. Point. Jerry Lewis, done at the MDA, apparently. The chairman of the MDA, that would be R. Rodney Howell, said that Jerry Lewis will not be appearing at all.
Oh, really?
On this year's telethon.
Not even going to sing the song.
Yeah. They don't take kindly to, slamming American Idol.
Yep. Jerry Lewis is a world-class humanitarian. We're forever grateful to him for his more than half century of generous support and service to MDA. We will not be replacing him as MDA National Chairman. The announcement could have come as a surprise to Jerry since... as recently as last Friday, he was plugging a movie on his life at the Television Critics Association tour. He said he was going to hold a worldwide press conference after the telethon to announce his plans with MDA. It would seem that yesterday's announcement might put a stop to that.
Sounds like there's a backstory here
that
we're not going to know.
Might well be.
Well, because if he comes out and says, you know, I was going to have this worldwide press conference, and then the honcho at MDA says, nah, he's just done.
Yeah. You want to be able to control the environment of the story. And that way the content is exactly what you would like for it to be.
It's kind of like when a football coach says he's resigning.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Because sometimes that may get a little problematic as time goes on. And some of them just go ahead and fire him with 5 weeks to go before the season.
Yeah, why not?
Focus on the fans.